You are listening to Radio Free Nashville, WRFN, Pasquo, Tennessee.
Surrender. This is Mela in Oslo, Norway, and I'm listening to Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville.
No change.
Hello and welcome to Cosmosis, kicking off today's show with a set of four songs. And if I told you they were all from the same record label, would you believe me and would you be surprised? Well, I know I was surprised, and especially when I found out which label it was, the Motown record label. Yeah, and we'll go through song by song, talk about each one of those. The last one you just heard called I'm an Easy Rider from my friends from 1971. Now, Motown, now these weren't all necessarily on the Motown label itself. Motown had a ton of subsidiaries. In fact, you go look that up. They had a lot of subsidiaries based on style, based on whatever Berry Gordy decided he want to do subsidiaries for, but this was a particular subsidiary that was named after the only white rock band, well, at the time at Motown, and well, the first white rock band, I should say, maybe not the only one at the time, Rare Earth. You remember those guys? They did some remakes of the Temptations, Smokey Robinson songs, had some hits. Anyway, they had their own record label subsidiary, more of a rock, folk, well, white, let's say white record label, and it was called Rare Earth, and that band, My Friends, on that with their song, I'm an Easy Rider. Before that, you heard Richard Popcorn Wiley, Funky Rubber Band. Now, Richard was with Motown in the very early days. He was fired in 1962 after missing a gig after his car broke down. Hate when that happens. So he started recording for other labels. Now, a Michigan DJ who was friends with Berry Gordy, who was the head of Motown, heard this song you just heard, Funky Rubber Band. It was an unused master that Wiley had recorded. And so based on that, Popcorn Wiley returned, but he only wanted to do one song, not big on contracts, he said, not big on copyrights. He wanted to record, get paid, and leave. He didn't believe in all this copyright publishing stuff. He wanted his money up front, and that was it. Not really very smart back in the day, but hey, a lot of those guys in the music industry didn't know any better. That's the way it was. Anyway, the one song that you heard, a Funky Rubber Band, the only song he recorded for Motown the second time around, and that was on the subsidiary label called Soul Records. Before that, band called Lodi, a song called Happiness, and Bo Charles and John Charles, leaders of that band. They were both in a band called the Knickerbockers, had a big garage hit called Lies. I'm sure you've heard that song before. And those guys were on the Mo West subsidiary. So I told you, lots of subsidiaries for the Motown label. And kicking things off, the only one that really would have made sense to me being on the Motown label, the one and only Diana Ross and Surrender. That song written and produced by Ashford and Simpson, the legendary songwriting team, also wrote and produced Ain't No Mountain High Enough, a lot of other hits. They had their own hit in the 80s called Solid that was a big MTV hit. Anyway, that Diana Ross song recorded in 1970, released in 1971. It was a top 20 R&B hit, top 40 pop hit, just barely hitting number 38 in the pop charts. And it was the title track from her Surrender LP. All of those tracks released on Motown or subsidiary labels in the year 1971. So quite a fun way to kick off today's show, in my opinion, anyway. Maybe I've been bored to death that last couple minutes. But anyway, Beatles music right now on Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville.
Oh, on the gas and wiped that tear away. One sweet dream came true. Today came true.
Thank you. Recorded at the legendary Van Gelder Studios in New Jersey in 1963 for the Impulse record label, Elvin Jones with the Jimmy Garrison Sextet featuring McCoy Tyner, Half and Half, that from the album Illumination. It was a Jimmy Garrison composition, and it featured Prince Lasha on flute, Sonny Simmons on alto sax, Charles Davis on barry sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. Again, that on the Impulse record label. Before that, the Beatles recorded at Apple Studios in May of 1969 with an unreleased studio take, You Never Give Me Your Money. That song would be released on Abbey Road in a different form, but as you heard, that kind of ended up being kind of a jam session toward the end there. No overdubs. That was in the studio, and it's from a box set I have called Beatles Artifacts 2. So if you're interested in hearing more Beatles rarities, that's a great box set to go to. There's, I think, Beatles Artifacts, Artifacts 2, and Artifacts 3 right here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, music from Talking Heads.
From my heart to you, I need something. Listen, this is Cosmosis.
Cuando la empecé a querer, un beso a la medianoche y el otro al amanecer. Era en la madrugada cuando la empecé a querer, un beso a la medianoche y el otro al amanecer. Ay, la, 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 la. Un beso a la medianoche y el otro al amanecer. We'll be right back.
puede haber por alguna mujerito. Todita la noche anduve rodeando su cacalito, a ver la puede haber por alguna mujerito. Ay, la, 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 la. A ver si la puede haber por alguna mujerito. Para seguirle los pasos a esta joven que hoy se va. Lucero de la mañana, préstame tu claridad. Para seguirle los pasos a esa joven que hoy se va. Ay, la, 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 la. Para seguirle los pasos a esa joven que hoy se va. Ay, ay, ay.
A supergroup called Los Super 7 featuring David Hidalgo, Cesar Rosas, those two from Los Lobos, Flaco Jimenez, Freddie Fender, Rick Trevino, Joe Ely, and Ruben Ramos. Their self-titled album came out in 1998. The piece called La Madrugada. Before that, you heard Mickey Hart, a Grateful Dead guy from the 1999 album Spirit Into Sound and Lizard Dance, and Talking Heads from their 1979 Fear of Music album released on the Sire Records label that produced with Brian Eno. And that song called Mind here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Just a reminder about the websites for the show, radiocosmosis.com. We have our playlists up there, and you can also listen to past shows as well at radiocosmosis.com. Find out what we're playing every week. There's a couple different DJs doing the honors, and you can find out what we're doing, what we're playing, and if you like the show, listen to other shows. You can also find us on Facebook, and you should be able to find us on Apple Music as well. The website for the station, radiofreenashville.org, you can listen, stream it 24 hours a day, listen to all the great programming we have right here on the station, and there's a wide variety of programming here on Radio Free Nashville. You can go to that website to find out how you can contact the powers that be to get your own radio show. Find out how you can donate, how you can do all kinds of things at radiofreenashville.org. Right now, music from the Isley Brothers.
Steps, baby. bring ourselves. We are showroom dummies. We are showroom dummies. We're being watched.
We are showroom dummies.
Kraftwerk Showroom Dummies. Before that, Elizabeth Cotton and the Wilson Rag. And before that, the Isley Brothers, Footsteps in the Dark, Part 1 and 2. And if you're thinking, I've heard that song before, but I can't quite place it well, yeah, Ice Cube did sample that for his It Was a Good Day back in, what, the 1990s, I believe. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Going to wrap up hour number one with Bill Withers.
Maybe the lateness of the hour makes me seem bluer than I am. But in my heart there is a shower. I hope she'll be happier with him. Maybe the darkness of the hour makes me seem she don't wanna see me. We lived and loved with each other so long. I never thought that she really would leave. But she's gone. Maybe the lateness of the hour makes me seem blue.
Listening to Radio Free Nashville, WRFN, Pasco, Tennessee. Kicking off this hour of Cosmosis with a little bit of jazz, the title track from the album Black Talk by Charles Earland, recorded in 1969 in the wintertime and released in early 1970, recorded at the Van Gelder Studio, the legendary Van Gelder Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, released on the Prestige record label, featuring Charles Earland on organ, also Virgil Jones on trumpet, Houston Pearson on tenor saxophone, Melvin Sparks on guitar, and Idris Muhammad on drums. And that the title track, again, written by Charles Earland, called Black Talk, kicking off this hour of Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Time now for some Coltrane.
We'll be right back.
Recorded in the fall of 1960, released in 1961 on the Atlantic record label from the album My Favorite Things, John Coltrane's take on the Gershwin classic Summertime, featuring Coltrane on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Steve Davis on double bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Great stuff from Coltrane from 1961 from the My Favorite Things album and Summertime. This is Cosmosis, heard every Friday 3 to 5 p.m. on Radio Free Nashville, whenever they do decide to repeat us, sometimes during nighttime, sometimes during the day. We can also be found 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at radiocosmosis.com. You can listen to past shows there. Check out our playlists as well. We have a Facebook page where you can subscribe to our podcasts. You can also see our playlists there at our Facebook page. I think that's well. You can go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcasts as well for us here at Cosmosis. RadioFreeNashville.org is the website for the station. Find out all things related to this radio station at RadioFreeNashville.org. Music now from Parliament here on Cosmosis.
Thank you. what it means to live.
Listen, this is Cosmosis. We'll be right back.
From their self-titled debut album, that is Santana Soul Sacrifice. Before that, Cool and the Gang from the album Wild and Peaceful, came out in 1973. And Life is What You Make It, before they became the hit-making machine. They were a little bit funkier back in the day. A little Cool and the Gang action from earlier in their career. It was actually their fourth studio album, Wild and Peaceful, in 1973. They've been around since the late 60s. And before that, the Mother All Funkers, Parliament, and Unfunky UFO from Mothership Connection here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, music from Arlo Guthrie.
Coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner. Chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. No, we couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all. Smiling, said he was the Lone Ranger. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Rudolph Valentino fan, and she doesn't claim to understand. bakes brownies for the boys in the band. The dice of death are calling, while the truck of time is falling, by the gun stuck out on the highway of the years. The toll gate at the turnpike is ignored by those who hitchhike, and the Howard Johnson food is made of fear. But not Miranda, she's a Rudolph Valentino fan, and she doesn't claim to understand. She bakes brownies for the boys in the band. The sunburned skin is peeling on the doctors who are healing, and the license plates are laughing on the car. The pain is so exciting, and everyone inviting you to look upon their operation scar. But not Miranda, she's a Rudolph Valentino fan, and she doesn't claim to understand. She bakes brownies for the boys in the band. The arguments are clashing while commercial planes are crashing, and the music of the evening is so sweet. Now fully in agreement, whoa, their feet have found the cement, and they all believe the signs out on the street. All except Miranda, she's a Rudolph Valentino fan, and she doesn't claim to understand. She bakes brownies for the boys in the band. In the bar where gin and scotching, while the FBI is watching, they are tape recording every other word. The bartender is bleeding, pardon me, I just was leaving, as another clever voice repeats absurd. But not Miranda, she's a Rudolph Valentino fan, and she doesn't claim to understand. She bakes brownies for the boys in the band. So do you have a problem? Would you like someone to solve them? Would you like someone to share in your misery? Now I don't know the answer, but I know a flamenco dancer who will dance for you if you will dance for me. Her name's Miranda, she's a Rudolph Valentino fan, and she doesn't claim to understand. She bakes brownies for the boys in the band.
This is it's called the Tower Song. It's a nice little song. It's about 4.5, 5 years old, I guess. Close and yet so far away, and all the things I'd hope to say, they'll have to go unsaid today, perhaps until tomorrow. Your fears have built a wall between our lives and all that loving means. We'll have to go unfelt, it seems, and that leaves only sorrow. You built your tower strong and tall. Can't you see it's got to fall someday? Close your eyes and speak to me of faith and love and destiny, as distant as eternity. From truth and understanding, the wind blows cold outside your door. It whispers words I've tried before. You don't hear me anymore. Your pride's just too demanding. You built your tower strong and tall. Can't you see it's got to fall someday? Is coming soon, it's plain. A warm bed just ain't worth the pain. And I will go and you'll remain. But the bitterness we tasted, a mother's breast, a newborn child, poet tears and a drunken smile. I can't help thinking all the while that meaning won't be wasted. You built your tower strong and tall. Can't you see it's got to fall someday?
Butterflies down a highway. They'll move you down the line. They'll bring you home in time. They'll sing the songs of love returning. Oh, that brother's gone. But his words still ring true. The girl like dust clouds on the roadside. Now he's been broken by heart. Still does not live apart from all the sorrow he's shown me. Oh, our brother's gone. Wish he could stay to walk you to the county line, to see you shining in your time. Don't you wish they was away. Like a kid who's been out throwing stones into a river close to home, I taught myself to trust a melody. See when I got the time, first to lose and then to find. If I don't make it, don't you worry. Oh, our brother's gone away. Don't you wish that he could stay to walk down the line to see you shining in your time. Don't you waste it. Settle down to see your children gather around. Don't you wish there was a way?
From the album Beatles for Sale, that was also the flip side of the single 8 Days a Week. In fact, that's how I remember it. My mom had that record. I Don't Want to Spoil the Party. Before that, you heard Steve Earle on the Dukes, Highway Butterfly. Towns Van Zandt live at the Old Quarter, Tower Song, Steve's old late great buddy there, live recording in Houston, Texas. Phil Oakes, Miranda, and Arla Guthrie coming into Los Angeles. Thank you so much for listening to Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Don't forget our website, radiocosmosis.com. RadioFreeNashville.org for the station. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
watch you drinking rum my whiskey. Now won't you have a double with me?